Hello, Adric. Hello. I should have known that I'd find you here the moment I set myself to record my podcast, bastard. I should have known that's when you would show up, and here you are. But I'm glad you're here. Be it a coincidence that you have arrived just as I set out to record, then it is also a coincidence that the Amazon arrived today. Classic Doctor Who, Adric, on Blu-ray. Series 19, Adric, the first series for the Fifth Doctor, Adric. And it is interesting because the Fifth Doctor had Team TARDIS, much like the 13th Doctor has Team TARDIS. You were a part of the Fifth Doctor's Team TARDIS, weren't you? You were. You were a part of the Fifth Doctor's team of companions. All of you. Leftovers. That's the difference, Adric. You were a leftover from a previous Doctor, while the current Team TARDIS are all brand new. But Series 19, Adric, do you know what happens in Series 19? Adric, don't you? There's a certain Cybermen story. It's called Earth Shock. And at the end of Earth Shock, spoilers, Adric, at the end of Earth Shock, oh, who am I kidding? I can't tell you what happens. I can't do it. At the end of Earth Shock, everything is fine. You're A-okay, Adric. You save the day, and everything's fine. And yes, we're going to talk a little bit about Series 11 of the modern version of Doctor Who today. But as far as the classic version in Series 19, it's great, Adric. Really, 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 really great. Welcome, travelers through space and time. That's great, Adric, a Doctor Who podcast. I am Shawnee Wan Kenobi, and with me is Adric, and that's great. The last episode of That's Great, Adric, I think, did a pretty solid job of setting my expectations for Series 11. My original intention was to put up an episode after each story that aired, and I started to record what Adric might consider a review episode for The Woman That Fell to Earth, but I wasn't interested enough in what I thought about it to finish that recording. But I did watch that story a few times, and I watched The Ghost Monument. Then I dropped out for the first time since I watched Doctor Who as it aired, meaning as new series aired, I watched them, but not Series 11. I could not bring myself to be interested enough in what was going on in these stories to take an hour out of my day to watch it, and I felt guilty, like I wasn't really behaving like a Doctor Who fan. So I sat down with every intention to watch the third story, Rosa. Yes, Adric. Yes, I'm going to say that into the microphone. Yes, I have yet to finish Rosa. There are moments in TV shows and movies that make me feel awkward and uncomfortable. For me, Rosa was awkward and uncomfortable in the worst way possible, and I don't think I can ever bring myself to finish Rosa, but I suppose I have to. So I will use our TARDIS and watch the last 15 minutes now. Jesus. I wish I hadn't done that. In Series 3, the 10th Doctor visits William Shakespeare and works himself into history via the lore surrounding William Shakespeare. He does the same thing with Pompeii. And that's fine. It's entertaining. But the Doctor working her way into a story about civil rights is not okay. And I don't know who signed off on this, but try to follow me. Adric, you can try to follow me. I don't care if you do. Parks was a black woman. in Alabama during a time of racial segregation and a lack of civil rights for black people. She was asked to give up her seat on a bus to a white person, and she refused. And that story helped to spark the civil rights movement. But what effing business is that of the British Broadcasting Company? Is the American TV show Bones going to make an episode about the Irish potato famine? No, but if it did, it still wouldn't be as bad as the British Broadcasting Company making a science fiction television program about an alien with a British accent in the form of a white woman wedging herself into Rosa Parks' story and somehow making it seem like that wouldn't have happened without the white British alien doctor. Oh, man. It makes me angry that this was even, like, nobody said, I don't know about this one. This one might not be a good idea. Worse than that are the fans that are saying, it's a beautiful story. It's a great story. And I'm flabbergasted, Adric. It's not great. It's bad. Very bad. Adric, this is bad stuff. I guess on a more positive note, it seems to me that Rosa was the low point for Series 11. That being said, I've heard some stories are worse than Rosa. I can't bring myself to watch any other stories. For the sake of That's Great Adric, for the sake of Adric, I watched It Takes You Far Away, or It Takes You Away, or whatever the name of that episode is. And you know what? I didn't finish it, but it seems like that's the best story of Series 11. Based on the feelings of other Doctor Who fans, based on chatter on Reddit, the internet. And that's the penultimate story for Series 11. The series finale, the battle for Jango Fett or Ringo Starr or whatever the name of the last episode is. I'll look it up. It Takes You Away was episode 9. The Battle of Ranskor Av Kolos was the finale. And the reason I can't watch that is because Tim Shaw, returns. And Tim Shaw was the alien baddie from the first story, Series 11, The Woman Who Fell to Earth. Tim Shaw is an effing disaster. A disaster. There is absolutely no way to make that character meaningful or worthy of being the series-long antagonist. Not that he is, but he appeared in the first and last stories of Series 11, which makes him the big bad guy for Series 11. He collects teeth as trophies, but he only needs to kill one human to become king of his planet, with no witnesses. You know what? I didn't put up the episode in which I reviewed The Woman Who Fell to Earth. So I'll try to do it real quick. And this basically sums up Series 11 for me. Twice upon a time, Peter Capaldi, the greatest doctor of the modern era, far and away, regenerates into the first female doctor ever, the 13th doctor. And she says, oh, brilliant. And that's pretty cool. But then the TARDIS turns on its side and she falls out. She plummets from space, hurtling towards the Earth. And that's the cliffhanger. Months and months later, we find out what happened. Nothing. Nothing happened. She's fine. She plummeted from so high up in the atmosphere that she was nearly in outer space. And she fell faster and faster and faster. And she crashed through the outer shell of a effing train, a moving train. She crashed through, broke, bent the Sheffield steel that made up the outer shell of a moving train. Only the top. She didn't crash through the bottom. She lands splat and jumps right back up. She's like, oh, hey, oh, hey, everybody. Oh, let me help you out. Let me save you from this alien with tentacles. Fine. You want to tell me the doctor can fall from outer space through a train and jump right back up and be okay? Okay. Fine. But at the end of this episode, the big dramatic scene, the doctor is climbing up on cranes to save some dude that works on a crane. Just some regular guy. A regular guy that Tim Shaw has to kill in order to become either king or president or emperor or whatever of his planet. The doctor, in order to save this guy, this regular guy from Tim Shaw has to jump from atop a crane to another crane. Big dramatic moment, right? No, not a big dramatic moment. Because the production team, the writer, the director, they forgot what happened at the beginning of the episode. At the beginning of the episode, the doctor fell from outer space through the outer shell of a moving train and got up no problem. So if the doctor doesn't make this jump and falls, what's the big effing deal? That's the opposite of drama. That's the opposite of stakes. That's, I hate to say it, textbook Chris Chibnall witchcraft. And when I say witchcraft, I mean dressing up weak ideas and weak stories to make them seem like they're interesting, when in fact, they are not interesting in any way whatsoever. And I won't get into the logistics of the whole purpose of Tim Shaw and what he's doing, because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's so infuriating to go from Peter Capaldi and Stephen Moffat to this. And then all of you, not bad as far as a first Doctor story. I'd say it's better than Deep Breath. No. What do you mean? It's better than Deep Breath? What are you talking about? It's not better than anything. It could very well be the worst modern Doctor Who story because of all the effort, marketing, and all of the money and hype that went into it. It's like a bunch of eighth graders were cosplaying Doctor Who and making up a story as they went along. Well, who should the bad guy be? Oh, let's make this guy and he has to kill somebody to become king. And then he comes back and he has to do it again and everybody he kills, he takes their teeth. What? It doesn't make sense. Like, things need to make sense. Things can be crazy. Things can be fantastic. Things can be unbelievable. But there has to be some sort of logic to it. And then the Ghost Monument episode 2 was just really boring. It was like really, like they were like taking a nap on a boat. Her companions, like none of them are like questioning anything. Like, what do you think? You think she's really an alien? Well, I don't know. Let's go in the spaceship. What do you think? You think she's really an alien? Well, I guess so. An alien planet. Well, I'm hungry. You're not my granddad. I'm a cop. Adric liked it. He likes the 13th Doctor. Chris Chibnall was hoping the casting of the first female Doctor would carry him through Series 11 because at the end of the day, he got nothing. He got nothing. Dinosaurs on a spaceship. Dinosaurs on a spaceship is running Doctor Who. And there's nothing I can do about it. And that's not great. It's not great, Adric. It's not great. And there's no more Christmas. No more Doctor Who Christmas. My favorite part about Christmas. A Doctor Who story. No more. Now it's New Year's Day. Another shitty story. From Chris Chibnall. The rumor is there'll be Daleks in this episode. And I don't care. I don't care about Daleks. Like, I'm good on Daleks. I think everybody's good on Daleks. But you could bring back Daleks, Cybermen, the Master, and Missy, and the Weeping Angels, and Chris Chibnall still would not know what to do with any of it. Anyway, I'm getting angry. So for Adric and myself, thank you for listening. We will be back to talk about things that don't make me so angry. It's not great, Adric. Don't give me that look. It's not great. It's not. And that's great, Adric. Really. 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 Really.